Hey there, sports fans. Jake Carter here, your host on Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation. And you know what's just as crucial to winning as that killer jump shot or perfect swing? Your mental game. You can have all the physical skills in the world, but if your head isn't in it, well, you're not going to be reaching your full potential. Now, I'm talking about more than just visualizing success. It's about understanding yourself, managing those pesky anxieties, and building that unshakable confidence. And one tool that can seriously level up your mental game. Journaling. Yeah, you heard me right. That old school practice is actually a super weapon for athletes and anyone looking to conquer their inner demons. Here's the deal. Ever felt like your thoughts are running wild on a track with no finish line? Like that anxious buzz just won't quit? Well, journaling can be like hitting the pause button on that mental mayhem. By putting those thoughts down on paper, you start to make sense of them. You know what I mean? It's like taking inventory of your emotional baggage, seeing it clearly, understanding its weight, and then figuring out how to pack it away or even use it as fuel for your next win. It's all about creating space between your emotions and your actions, giving you the power to choose your responses instead of just reacting impulsively. Journaling isn't just about processing negativity, though. It's also a powerful tool for building gratitude, celebrating those small victories, and tracking your progress. Think of it like this. Every time you write down something positive that happened, even something as simple as enjoying a good training session, you're rewiring your brain to focus on the good stuff. And let's be real, in the world we live in, we all need more of that positivity. Here are 5 key takeaways from this mental marathon. 1. Clarity is power. Putting your thoughts down on paper helps you identify patterns and understand what's really going on inside your head. You might even uncover hidden fears or insecurities holding you back. 2. Emotional regulation. Journaling isn't just about venting, it's about learning to manage those emotions effectively. By recognizing triggers and understanding your reactions, you can develop healthy coping mechanisms. 3. Boost your confidence. Track your wins big and small. Every time you overcome a challenge or hit a personal best, write it down. You'll start to see how far you've come and build that unshakable belief in yourself. 4. Gratitude is gold. Regularly acknowledging the good things in your life can shift your perspective and increase overall happiness. It's like hitting the reset button on negativity and focusing on what truly matters. 5. Fuel your goals. Use your journal to set intentions, break down big goals into smaller steps, and visualize success. This focused approach keeps you motivated and helps you stay on track. Now, let me tell you about Sarah, a young marathon runner I know. She used to get overwhelmed by pre-race jitters, letting those anxieties sabotage her performance. But she started journaling a few weeks before each race. She wrote down her goals, visualized herself crossing the finish line, and even jotted down things she was grateful for, like support of friends and family. The result. Sarah not only finished her next marathon with a personal best time, but also felt more confident and in control throughout the entire race. Journaling isn't just about emptying your mind onto paper, it's about actively shaping your thoughts, emotions, and ultimately, your success. It's a simple yet powerful tool that can make a world of difference in your mental game. So here's what I want you to do. Pick up a pen, open a notebook, or even fire up that note-taking app on your phone. Dedicate just 10 minutes each day to journaling. Start by writing down 3 things you're grateful for, then brainstorm ways to overcome any challenges you're facing. And trust me, the results will speak for themselves. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. And with that, I'm signing off. Until next time, keep pushing your limits, both on and off the field.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.